Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Yes, I got to talk to Capital One, MasterCard, and they say somebody had been trying to use my number, and they wanted me to call you and have you to take that out of your system.
Okay, what's your zip code?
9482.
You broke up with, can you repeat the zip code again?
39482.
All right, just a moment. What's your first and last name?
Carol Butler.
All right, so it looks like you went online on July the 17th.
That's today. That wasn't me.
Just a moment while the system is updating. Have you entered into any contests recently?
No, I tried to buy something off of Facebook.
But this is where these charges are coming from, most likely. Okay, so in order for this information to be here, you had to put your credit card number in.
Yes.
So whatever you did on Facebook today, you were charged $574 for the entry for the kitchen appliance, and that was the only thing you were charged for.
Okay.
So that is a valid charge.
Yeah, Capture One said that it was a fraud, and they were checking it out.
No, ma'am, this is not a fraud, because once you put your own credit card information in online, it's not a fraud. It's only a fraud if you didn't do it. So this is not a fraud.
Well,
it's a valid charge.
It was for a KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am.
For $2.
No, ma'am, it's $574 for the entry for the KitchenAid.
But they said online.
No, ma'am.
And they took it down.
No,
they
ma'am.
Took it down. Go ahead.
No, ma'am. It's $574. It's not $2. It's $574.
All right. Well, they took it. Well, why did they call these other three places then?
What do you mean, call other three places?
They called Electric Mega, General Electric, or something. That's what she told me. And Electronics.
I don't know anything about that. The only thing that was approved on your account was $5.74.
Okay, but she just told me to call all these other numbers. Then I don't have to call the rest of them?
I'm not sure, ma'am. You probably just need to stop and just kind of take time to read all of the terms and agreements. Because once you go online and put your credit card in, you're going to be charged. So you got to make sure you're reading the terms and agreement before you put your credit card information in.
Well, all it said was that the KitchenAid, they had counseled with Amazon and counseled with KitchenAid, and they were selling them for $2. That's all they said.
No, ma'am, it's $5.74. It's not $2.
Well, they put $2 on there. I got a picture of it.
No, ma'am, that's what they charge, $5.74. It's not $2.
Yeah, well, they say $2. I got a picture of the $2 sign. So, I'm going to be charged for the $574.
Yes, ma'am.
Then, this is a different number than, this is Capital One number that I talked to. And they gave me this number here to call. And they gave me two more numbers to call that said they were trying to buy stuff. Use my card.
It's for whatever you went online for today. So just kind
no,
of...
No, that's the only thing I went online for.
Well,
I mean,
you
buy the $2 thing.
Man, we're only charging $5.74, so you might need to call those other numbers to make sure they're not charging you, but that's not us. We're
okay.
Only charging $5.74.
All right. Well, I need to call the other three numbers then.
Yes, ma'am, to make sure.
All right. All righty.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling customer support. All right. Bye bye.
You need it. I want my number removed from there.
I mean,
the information. See, they called. They told me to call and tell you to remove my information so nobody could use it again.
We're not the ones that are using it, ma'am. It's the other numbers that you went online and dealt with. It's not this company. You need to call those other numbers and make sure they cancel things with them. It's not us. We only charge you $5.74. So you need to go ahead and call those other numbers and cancel things out with them.
Well, they don't. Captain said it was a fraud, so.
No, ma'am, this is not a fraud.
It's not a fraud for them to say that something's $2 and it's free and they don't tell you it's $5.74. And they said
ma'am, you're not. I've tried to explain this to you several times. You won't let me talk. You keep just saying what you want to say, but I'm trying to assist you. It is not $2. The total with the shipping and handling is $5.74. It's not $2. It is included in the terms and agreements of the account,
well,
which makes it $5.74.
Why didn't they tell me that?
It is in the terms and agreement, ma'am.
I didn't see no terms and no agreement at all.
It's in there.
At all.
It's included.
And they took it down. I mean, they took it down.
Ma'am.
As soon as I got off, they took it down.
Ma'am. It's $5.74 here. You need to go ahead and call those other three companies and handle that with them. That is not us.
All
right. You've only been charged $5.74. You need to call them.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
So at $5.74, I'm going to get the KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am. It's an entry for the KitchenAid. Yes.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support.